Hello, this is Evan Kane. I'm a First Nations Two-Spirit writer from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I've written for a few local publications, and this year I promised myself to push my level of creativity. The stories you see on my website or here in my podcast are my original creations I'm sharing with the world. Please click on the green Buy Me a Coffee button on my website or the My Ko-fi account link on Podbean to pay what you can as a way of showing your support. Follow me on social media and check my website on a weekly basis for new stories, podcasts, and ideas.
This week, I thought I'd share with you some funny and weird Halloween thoughts. As a gay man, Halloween should be the equivalent of Christmas, and for many gay men it is. However, I've spent most of my life in Edmonton or Calgary. As I look out my window at the snow, which has fallen in the last few days, I remember the costumes of my childhood. A ghost in a parka. A hobo in a parka. A businessman in a parka. You get the idea. As an adult, it wasn't much better. Even if you had a car to keep warm, you still had to wear the damn parka. And costume choices for adults are usually either lame, but functional, as in, you can move around, eat, drink, go to the bathroom, make out, etc., or fantastic, but you're lucky if you can do any of the aforementioned activities. Add in the horror of not having the money and time to make a fantastic outfit. Mix in the
social fear
of being mocked, being terrified of wearing drag. Okay, more terrified of how sad I'd look in drag, and also the damage to my back. I look much better with facial hair and anything higher than an inch in heels. My back is farked. The point is, I gave up on Halloween outfits, giving the lame excuse of, oh, I just came from work, or,
this is my outfit. I'm a homicidal maniac. They look just like everyone else.
Yes, I stole that last one from Adam's family. I do have two Halloween stories. One is socially scary. The other, longer one, is just weird. The short one first. This is probably 1990. The location was the Boston Pizza on White Ave in Edmonton. We stopped into the lounge, which had a karaoke machine. The lounge also came equipped with an impossibly drunk, as in, how are you still standing, guy on the microphone singing a Christa Berg song, badly, like,
the lady in red, oh, she's my lady.
Years later, I'm still scarred. It was truly horrifying. The second story. This was the early 1990s in Edmonton. At the time, Lucien, a guy I was dating, had landed an invite to a Halloween party at his cousin's place, a farm or acreage west of the city. The costumes are lost to memory, the farm or acreage lost to development. I feel like it was somewhere around Rabbit Hill ski area, but it may have been closer to Devon. A relevant sidebar here, the North Saskatchewan River runs through Edmonton, and unlike Calgary, there is a very defined and steep river valley. It's at least a 50 meter drop, and in some areas, it's almost a direct drop. So there's four of us. Lucien had invited his friend Bonnie, and we were being driven by her boyfriend, Tony. Bonnie, like Lucien, was a little crunchy granola New Age space cadet. Consequently, there were a few times Tony and I exchanged looks that said, yeah, I know. It was probably around 8 p.m. Being October in Edmonton, it's dark, and we've managed to get ourselves lost on some back road west of the city. Lucien remembers something about a back entrance to the property. We come up to a side road which has a no entry barricade on it. Lucien is somewhat sure this is the way, so we get out and move the barricade. We drive for a few moments on a dirt road barely wide enough for one car. Nothing. We come to the end of the road as there are three huge boulders blocking further access. Trees on the left side, some low bushes on the right.
So, wrong way. Tony is about to back up to the side of the road with the bushes and turn around. He figured there was a small ditch, he'd run over the bushes, but otherwise no issue. As Tony starts backing up, Bonnie shouts, "Stop the car!" She steps out of the vehicle, walks towards the trunk, and then comes back saying, "Drive forward now!" Tony squabbles with her for a second, but she insists. We drive forward and park. Everyone gets out. Bonnie grabs a flashlight from the glove compartment and shines it on the edge of the road. At first, as our eyes are adjusting, we see bushes. But then as we walk closer, we notice beyond the gravel, beyond the thin strip of grass and bushes, there was nothing but empty space. We were overlooking a steep embankment right above the river. We knew we were close to the river valley, but we didn't think we were this close. We found out later, the reason the road was closed was because the riverbank was collapsing. Had the car backed up, we would have backed up into eternity. Lucienne and I get out some flashlights and start walking back towards the turnoff, guiding Tony as he drove in reverse. We get out to the turnoff. At this point, we figure we're far enough away from the riverbank, so Tony turns the car around. Lucienne and I get back inside. We then ask Bonnie what made her yell out,
"Stop the car!"
She said,
"I remember dreaming this last night. Only we went over the edge."
Now maybe this is true.
Maybe Bonnie had dreamed something like this. But it was really her memory and subconscious putting together a narrative in her dreams the night previous. A combination of her anticipating the drive to the party and the ending scene from Thelma and Louise, which had recently come out to movie cinemas. Maybe in the darkness, Bonnie saw the North Saskatchewan River in the distance that night, but it took until we started backing up for her brain to put two and two together. Maybe she just said, "I dreamed it," as some way to make herself seem quirky and important. Maybe she did dream it. It was so long ago, the reasons and friends are lost to time. It's not a slasher story or a ghost story. Real life is as horrifying as it is beautiful. So I have no desire to read these types of stories when I can pay attention to life. If you watch and listen carefully, sometimes you'll have your own weird little adventures that maybe make you wonder,
what if?